How many people here, just to kick things off, how many people here are Facebook page admins already? Awesome. And how many of you guys like the San Francisco AIDS Foundation on our Facebook page? Hopefully, there'll be more hands by the end of the presentation. Basically, my focus of the talk is going to be around Facebook. And this is kind of the rundown of what I'll be chatting with you guys about. We're going to start at the 50,000-foot level and talk about kind of the big picture of figuring out, like, how does Facebook fit into our organization's goals at the San Francisco AIDS Foundation. And then I'll go into kind of the case study of what we've done with Facebook, with developing our strategy and kind of our best practices that we've found over the past year, and then also an application of how we've integrated Facebook into our most recent campaign, which you might have picked up a flyer in the back called Many Shades of Day. And then by the end, hopefully you guys will have nuggets or questions on kind of takeaways of how to use social media within your work. So big picture. What my job is as marketing in marketing is to build awareness of our organization. One, to make sure that people are aware that we exist in the community and that we have these programs and services, and also to increase people's HIV literacy. So it's like, do they know that the epidemic is still an issue? Do they know that, like, to get tested, all that stuff? So our goal mostly is to open the door to get people in as like a supporter, to volunteer, to donate, to come in, to get tested, to come in for our programs and services, which helps on the back end with our programs and policy because it brings in the supply of clients, but then also ensures that we have the capital and resources to be able to provide those services for free, which we're able to do that by building awareness and support by like showcasing client stories, putting out events, telling people about all the different activities that we're doing. So it's kind of like this endless loop. And the reason why I bring that up is because just kind of in the big context, people, I feel like they need to be on Facebook because it's there and available, but without the strategy, you're not really, you need to have the goals of what you're trying to work towards to make sure that you're performing and being effective. So with Facebook, I started in my position at the beginning of 2011, and around that time, I was lucky enough to be in an organization where there was a lot of buy-in already on investing in social media. The CEO and my boss were really interested in kind of increasing our social media presence. So once I got on, this was my mandate to build a strategy and to like figure out what we were going to do. So when I first started, we had a very limited fan base, and so step one was to make sure that we had people to talk to. So we built our fan base through a variety of paid and non-paid promotions. And then after we built our fan base, we wanted to make sure that once people were opted in to like us on Facebook, that we were engaging with them in a effective way and constructive way, that since social media is a two-way communications channel, that like we were giving them something that was of value. So we created metrics, and then also from those metrics, looking at our performance, figured out what worked and what didn't. So, in terms of building our fan base, when we first started, we had 1,000 fans. And then at the end of 2011, we had 12,000 fans. So you can see from the chart that it's divided out between the quarters. We grew our fan base mostly by Facebook advertising, which is like a little known secret. I had a dedicated budget of $10,000, and so divided it out strategically with different events, and saw that, as you can see in Q1, that was where we spent the most money and where we saw the most growth. And then in Q3, which is probably because I forgot that we had the budget, but we didn't spend any money, and so you saw that our growth was very minimal. So in terms of paid advertising, we saw that was super effective with making sure that people came on board with us. And then you'll also see, in terms of the cost per fan, industry standards say that whenever you get a Facebook fan, they're like $1. And we were able to bring that cost down to like 50 cents, which was really effective because I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Facebook advertising model, but it's based on like a bid system. So the more popular that an ad is, the more clicks it'll get, and the less popular it is, then Facebook will just kill it. So that's how we built our fan base. And then after like 6 months of initial growth, we decided that we wanted to focus on engagement. So step two of the whole process. So with our metrics, we focused on reach, which signifies the number of impressions, so like the number of people that are seeing your post, and then also engaged users, so basically the number of people who like, comment, share, interact with the posts that you're putting up. So we felt that those two, I mean, when you're Facebook admin, this is a snapshot of the insights that you get access to, so it's a lot of information, and Facebook throws a lot of numbers, and we just like cut through all of the mess and just focused on those two to kind of figure out what was working well and what wasn't. So after that, after looking at it for a year or just constantly looking at the numbers, we found that these are kind of like our top five best practices. So people responded really well when we posted HIV and LGBT content, which is not a surprise considering we're at the San Francisco AIDS Foundation, and we serve a lot of people within the LGBT community. And then in terms of key work day hours, we found that like when we posted in the morning, lunch, and then post work hours, that worked really well. Pictures, questions, shorter posts, a lot of them seemed like no-brainers, but it was helpful to kind of have the data to back the numbers up, to be able to kind of delve even further on kind of, it allows us to do the next step of like, okay, what content are people responding to? Sorry, and I know my voice is really shaky. No, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So after we kind of figured out what people were responding to, we decided to take it a step further, because it's like, so what? Why do we care that people are commenting or liking or sharing our content? Like, how does that fit into the bigger picture? So in terms of the strategy that we built up, we decided to see how people on Facebook who were referred to our website, how did they perform? So we looked at a specific landing page on our website and saw how people who went on the website from Facebook, how did they perform when they got to that specific link? And we found that people who are visit that link from Facebook are more than twice as likely to visit here than other website visitors, which was huge, because it just informed that like we, in terms of investing in social media, it's a community of stakeholders that's already engaged with our messaging, our services, our programs, and so they're more primed to give back or to click on a link than other people. Which goes into the applications of how we've used Facebook in our campaign. So Many Shades of Gay is a campaign that we launched back in June, in 2011, in collaboration with ISIS, SFDPH, and other community organizations, which is a campaign focused on gay bi men in San Francisco, encouraging them to get tested for HIV. So normalizing, creating the social norm that people should get regularly tested for HIV. It's a very cool campaign. You should go check it out. And the whole premise of the campaign is that we blanketed the entire city with media. So like online, on social media, on bus shelters, whenever you went to a muni station, you saw one of these ads. And so when you went to the website, you were prompted to create an avatar. And the company that we worked with developing this campaign claims that this is the most robust avatar generator in the entire world. So you have like bodies, eyes, hair, nose, mouth, like accessories off the wahoo. And so when you go to create your avatar, you have the option of saving it, which is where the social media aspect comes in. So you can save it and save it as your Facebook profile, as a cover photo. We specifically launched the campaign around Gay Pride season and also National HIV Testing Day. So we had specific cover photos that we encouraged people to pledge and also adopt as their own, so that they would put that part up and then also the profile picture. So it was really cool when you went on social media, you saw like everybody's pictures as avatars, which was cool. And to date, we have had over 9,000 people visit the website. Facebook was a large traffic pusher, and then 800 people downloaded their avatars. And then every person that comes on, like, stays on for 5 minutes, which is, like, a really cool thing. So basically the takeaways are what we've done is it's, like, analyzing your useful metrics, if you want to increase your fan base, invest in Facebook advertising, making sure that your content works for the community that you're trying to talk to, utilize multi-channel promotions, so whatever communications channel that you have, just make sure that you're taking the full advantage of it, and recognizing that Facebook can further your organization's. Thank you.